This is an Audio Holdings production.
Cain's Mark by Bill Pronzini. The first thing Cain did when he arrived in San Francisco was to steal a car. He stepped off the through Portland bus at the 7th Street Terminal, carrying a Blue Airline overnight bag. It was a few minutes after midnight. He walked through the terminal without haste, turning south to Mission Street and then east along there to a shadowed, unattended parking lot between 6th and 7th. He prowled among the scattered few cars still parked there until he found a dark blue late-model sedan that satisfied him. From the pocket of his tan overcoat, he took a thin piece of stiff, oddly shaped wire and bent to the door lock. Moments later, he slipped in beneath the wheel, placing the overnight bag on the seat beside him. He probed the ignition slot with the wire, and after a few moments more, the sedan's engine began rumbling softly. The entire operation had taken perhaps 2 minutes. If anyone had been watching, it would have looked like he was entering his own car with his own set of keys. Cain put the sedan in gear, switched on the headlights, and drove out of the lot, crossing the double lines illegally to turn west on Mission. He picked up Bayshore Freeway South at 10th and Bryant, 8 blocks away. Traffic was light at this hour, but Cain remained in the center of the three lanes, maintaining a moderate speed. Some 20 minutes later, he left the freeway at the Poplar Street exit in San Mateo. He drove through the dark, quieted, deserted streets, crossed El Camino Real, and entered the prosperous, well-landscaped community of Hillsboro. On Devaney Way, Cain made a left turn and went 3 blocks. In the middle of the fourth, he eased the sedan to the curb in front of the sprawling two-story red brick home with ornate grillwork balconies. On the left side of the house, just ahead of where Cain had parked, was a crushed white gravel drive bordered